Welcome to A Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Seldom did Jesus condemn anything more severely than he condemned hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is the word from which all turn away with a degree of disgust. We would want to be considered a hypocrite. Nobody ever would. Nor can we speak more harshly of anyone than to refer to him as just being a hypocrite. Hypocrisy means playing a part or a role like on a stage, but to put on an act or a practice, feigning and pretending to be what one really is not, or to feel what one does not really feel. It is assumption of an appearance of virtue and religion, but at the same time not having the reality of goodness. Hypocrisy, friend, is really dishonesty. Integrity replaced by deceit. It is akin to lying because it is a living a lie. There is no better way to express the idea of hypocrisy than to refer to it as something counterfeit, indeed a false front. When I was young, our family made a trip to visit some relatives in California. They lived not far from the movie studios which we went to visit. We saw a beautiful little village there that the studio carpenters had constructed. There were cabins and stores and a church building and even a jail. But actually, there were no buildings at all. They were only the fronts that appeared to be buildings. And unfortunately, people are like that sometimes. False fronts, appearing to be what really they're not. Herod, the king of Judah, was, when Jesus was born, he asked where the child Jesus was, explaining that he wanted to know so he could come and worship him. But he had no intent of worshiping the Christ. He actually sought the life of Jesus, did he not? And Ananias and Sapphira, they're examples of two who wanted to appear to have been very liberal in their giving, when actually they lied about it. Now, the word hypocrisy, it appears only 28 times in the New Testament in one form or another. It is found some additional times in the Old Testament where a sharp condemnation of its characteristic is given. And of the 28 times in the New Testament, friend, 23 of those times it was used by the Lord himself in direct connection with his conversation. Let's look at a few of the passages and some of his words. In Matthew chapter 6, "Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men." Again he said, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast." Well, the hypocrite is not generous, he's not prayerful, he's not pious, but he wishes to appear that way nonetheless. In Matthew chapter 7, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye." Jesus condemns the fault finder who does not take note of his own life and his own shortcomings. He calls that person a hypocrite. In Matthew chapter 15, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Friend, lip service is simply a mark of hypocrisy. But I suppose that the strongest condemnation of hypocrisy by Jesus is found in the 23rd chapter of Matthew and the denunciation of the Pharisees. Jesus taught people to do what the Pharisees said, but not what they did, because Jesus said, "They say and do not." And again he said, "But woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." The same thing is found in verse after verse in the 23rd chapter. Over and over, Jesus condemned them because they were so fastidious in trying to correct themselves outwardly, and they made a grand display of being religious. But inwardly, he called them fools, blind guides, whited sepulchres, full of dead men's bones, outwardly appearing righteous, but inwardly full of hypocrisy and iniquity. The most scathing language recorded in the Bible come from the lips of our Lord as he denounces hypocrisy, pretending to be what you're really not. And we would do well to pause long enough to see, are we of this way? Are we following that kind of pattern in life? Once we read the words of the Lord, we're certainly impressed with how hideous hypocrisy is in the sight of Almighty God. Only 5 times do the words hypocrisy and hypocrites appear outside of the speaking of Jesus. In Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12 and verse 9, he said, "Let love be without hypocrisy." Nothing is more wicked than a hypocritical love, a feigned and pretended love, whether it be between married partners or between brethren or for children or for the Lord's will. It is evil as anything that one can imagine. In Galatians, the 2nd chapter, it reveals to us a moment of hypocrisy on the part of the Apostle Peter and some of the brethren, when they withdrew themselves from association and fellowship with other brethren because of the other brethren were Gentiles. Now it would seem of all people who would know the Gentiles were acceptable to God when they obeyed the gospel, it would have been the Apostle Peter. He first took the gospel to the Gentiles at the house of Cornelius, but he allowed the prejudice of some of those around him to sway his actions, and he sought to please the Jewish brethren rather than to be true to the teaching of God. Paul rebuked him to his face because of his hypocrisy. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, Paul warned of those who would be guilty of speaking lies in hypocrisy. James tells us that wisdom from above is without hypocrisy. Peter said, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings." Friend, is it not clear to all of us that hypocrisy is not to be characteristic of those who have come to Christ and who profess to follow Christ? Now, the hypocritical false front, it's widespread. There's always the temptation to be a hypocrite. It's always before us. When we in school, sometimes we called it apple polishing. That is, the student appears to be more worthy than he really is. He appears to like his teacher more than he really does. Sometimes hypocrisy raises its ugly head in the courtship between a boy and a girl. A boy or girl wanted to impress others that he or she is more than he or she really is, becomes an actor or an actress. If there were not other reasons for an extended period of courtship, the opportunity to discover hypocrisy is reason enough. People who hurry into marriage often find that the person that they married is far from the person that they have been led to believe, because that person was really a hypocrite. Promises are often made between people that are not genuine. They're not sincere. It's pretense. It's nothing but hypocrisy. And soon the veneer wears through, and after a while, we realize what mistakes we make with our hypocritical behavior. Hypocrisy is quite prevalent in the business world. Do you realize that most advertising is an exaggeration. It may be just entirely false. Now, you know, and I do too, that every headache relief cannot be the most powerful. Every car cannot ride the smoothest. The temptation to deceive, the temptation to claim more for a product than it actually is true, that stemmed from covetousness and from the love of money. Such gross overstatements are nothing but examples of a false front. It's hypocrisy. It's the pretense of being what is not really true. The temptation to be a hypocrite is very powerful in religion, too, friend. For instance, let us ask, why do you attend the services of the church? Now, the reason that God wants you to be there is because you love Him and you seek to obey Him by showing that love, and you want to worship Him. You want to glorify His name and honor Him. But do we come because we have the idea that being religious cloaks us with a mantle of respectability before others? Do we come merely to be seen or to see or to visit others or for conversation? Are we there because we've been pressured to be there by others rather than a heart that desires to serve God? A person can appear to be very religious and very pious and very reverent and even well-versed in Scripture. But if he fails to have a heart toward God and fails in living in his life the way that God wants him to live, is that not hypocrisy? More than any other weapon in the devil's arsenal against the church is the weapon of hypocrisy among members of the church. It does more to damage the cause of Christ than all the forces from the outside can muster. For one to outwardly appear to be a Christian, at the same time living in the ways of the devil with lying and cheating and drinking and dancing and smoking and immorality, it gives the name Christian a dirty connotation. Friend, that's nothing in the world but being a whited sepulchre, that is, to be a hypocrite. Ah, but there's a better way of life to live, is there not, than being a pretender? You know, hypocrisy never pays benefits. It's eventually going to pay destruction. How much better to be real and genuine and true and honest? Hypocrisy grows out of that desire to gain favor with other people, but we should seek the favor of Almighty God. Hypocrisy erects a false front over the real person, but in time, friend, it will be exposed. So let us not allow our good to be evil spoken of because of hypocrisy. Let there be no gap between what we claim to be and what we really are. That may demand some changes in our thinking. It may demand some changes in the way we behave ourselves and our actions. If so, let it be so. Too many are like chameleons, you know, that little lizard that has the ability to change color according to its environment. Well, that might be all right for a lizard, but it's not all right for anyone who professes to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Followers of Jesus Christ are people that respect what is true. They want to be what is true. They should present themselves to be what is true. After all, we're following the one that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is our example. There was never any pretense on his part. There was never any hypocrisy on his part. He was certainly qualified to condemn pretending to be what you're not really going to be. You can be genuine and sincere before God and before your fellow man. Indeed, we all should strive to be just that way and avoid hypocrisy. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.